The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday.
Finally.
Yeah, Alex is here on Mondays and Fridays.
Yeah, how's it going?
Better. We made it. So far.
Yeah.
We got two more hours. All right. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. We call on Linda Bott. Linda's on work release this morning.
And work release.
Work release, yes, but I do have a tracker okay. on her just to make sure that she's indeed doing all those things that she has to do. The Friday the 13th.
I know.
Didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
When I was coming in today. And, I had to walk under the ladder. We have four black cats that live in our neighborhood that all ran across
we
the front of the truck.
We smashed a beer earlier in the studio. Yeah.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. On purpose?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And, 7:06 in the morning here on Friday the 13th. And the news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And, of course, Alex is here wearing garlic around his neck.
Yeah, yeah. We're just knocking them all out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they should keep – the garlic keeps what vampires away from you.
Yeah.
And
– allegedly.
And women. So
– yeah.
Last night, it's – my in-laws are here.
Uh-huh.
And it's their 73rd wedding anniversary.
Wow.
So they have friends up here, you know, friends of ours. And that, in fact, they've got more friends probably up here in Redding than they do down in Sacramento. But, you know, they've kind of outlived all of them. Tom's going to be 95 and June's 93 here.
Wow.
Next week or in a couple of weeks.
Wow.
So we went to Wind River. And because that's, you know, when they come, they like to stay at Wind River because the little devils like to go down there and play slots. And so and when we're leaving, something we don't always, you know, we don't do, but we valeted the car.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to give the guy a tip. And I gave him 20. I said, do you have change for this? Figuring that he had change in his pocket. No, he ran off. And he comes back and he gives me.
$3?
$10 and $1 bills, and then 2 fives.
Yeah.
You know, so I give him a five. And I thought, and then, get this, he says, you'll be ready to go to the strip club now.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm standing at him, I go, oh, yeah, that'll happen. And really, the question was, there's one in Redding?
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, there used to be one.
Did you know that? I had no idea.
That's true. There used to be a topless club. In Redding, I think it was on Lake. It was way before my time.
Okay.
And I just can't picture that. And, you know, we had a topless club here in Redding. So if any of y'all are out there listening and you feel like picking up the phone and calling me and say, yeah, we had it. And then I think the city council shut them down.
Yeah, I used to work there.
Yeah. Yeah, but probably the girls are probably my age at this point. But ask Sue. Sue, do you remember that? You worked there once? Or you only went there once? What? Did they actually have a topless club here in Redding?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. No idea.
Wow.
Oh,
man.
Okay. This guy, I'm riding on my Harley years ago. I'm right here on Placer Street. Placer and Pine stopped at the light, and this guy pulls up next to me. And he rolls down his window, and he goes, hey, you guys got a topless club here? And I looked at him, and I said, in Redding?
Oh,
and he goes, oh, yeah. And he says, I guess not. Huh? And I went, I think there's one in Chico.
So good morning, everybody. We're talking about
Chico.
Topless clubs in Redding.
Yeah, go to Chico. I think they have one, you know, because I thought that. So let's talk weather. Oh, wait a minute. What do we have any national days?
Yeah,
today?
We have a National Cheddar Day and National
Cheddar
Tortellini Day.
Oh,
so they can kind of combine, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Linda moves my cheddar a lot, you know. Oh, did I move your cheese again? Yes. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 65. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of rain. Otherwise, cloudy Saturday night, rain likely. Sunday, rain. And, you know, here's the thing. In the lows, are going to be in the low 40s. And then starting on Monday, rain, really. Well, Sunday night rain, Monday, President's Day rain, with a low around 38. More rain, and Tuesday night, possibly thunderstorms, and rain all the way through next Thursday.
Okay.
Which kind of goes along with Caltrans District 2 is issuing a travel advisory for the upcoming series of storms that would be moving into Northern California. The National Weather Service has issued a travel advisory for Northern California, warning of significant rain and winter weather from this Sunday, February 15th, to Thursday, February 19th. Snow levels are expected to start at 4,000 to 5,000 feet and may drop to 3,000 feet or lower early in the week, which is good because we need snow up at the Mount Shasta Ski Park, and it looks like it's going to happen. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, locally-owned, locally-run, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for both seniors and veterans. Good people there, the Kinney family. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793.
You know, if there is a topless bar in Reading, maybe we could get them as a sponsor.
I can't.
I'll search that out for you.
Well, there's not. I forget, it was on one of the shows, somebody said, oh yeah, this was years ago. Said there used to be a topless bar in Redding, California. Yeah. And they said it was on Lake Boulevard.
Huh.
And I'm just trying to picture that here in Redding.
By the Freemason Lodge or something?
the Oddfellows.
Yeah, exactly.
Former Shasta County Supervisor Tim Garman, who was in the race for the 5th District, has announced he's withdrawing, citing ongoing commitments to his church, business, and community service. He said these responsibilities have made it increasingly difficult to devote the time needed for a campaign and future service on the board. And so, but what he has done, and he has announced that he is endorsing fellow candidate Mike Gallagher, who was just on the show yesterday, reflecting his confidence in Gallagher's vision for local leadership. So now it looks like it's going to be Chris Kellstrom and Mike Gallagher going mano a mano. And it's not a triumvirate there. So in the first district, we have, as of now, we have Kevin Cry, Aaron Reznor, and Rich Gallardo running. That's an interesting group. So we'll see. And the other three, Corky, Allen, and Matt, are safe from this election.
Yep.
So, have you followed the Olympics?
Very little.
Well, I watch them at night. Chloe Kim, who's won two gold medals in a row at the Olympics, she was trying for her third, and she does the half pipe snowboarding, which is where they go up and down these 20-foot sides. You know, they slide down and they do tricks. Her first one, she got an 88, and far above everybody else. And they get three shots at it.
Mm-hmm.
The Americans were having a real problem staying on their boards. So Chloe came up on her second one and slipped. But she already had the high score. And then a South Korean girl, she's like 30, comes down and she just nails it and gets a 90. So Chloe's got one more shot at it. And her board slipped out from underneath her on one of a very intricate trick, and so she ends up getting the silver.
Mm.
Great. Great effort on her part. But she really want, you know, you could see that she wanted to do something nobody had ever done before. Three Olympics in a row in the half pipe and getting three golds. Two golds and a silver is not bad. So, yeah, and our 1,000-meter or our speed skater is just tearing it up out there, and the hockey team. And it's funny, you know, we used to complain years ago in the 60s and 70s, the Soviets would put out hockey teams that were professionals.
Right.
You know, they were being paid by the government. That's all they did. And then, of course, Miracle on Ice in 1980, when the United States won the gold, but they beat the Russians and then beat, I don't even know who they beat. It wasn't even a big thing because they'd beaten the Russians. But now, I think every player that we have, maybe not every, but the vast majority of the players out on the ice that you see, especially the USA, they're all NHL stars. And they just took Latvia apart 5-1 and actually had two goals not counted. And their comments about, you know, representing our country and what an honor it is, it's cool. But it's just kind of fun watching the Olympics here.
Yeah.
And watching the effort. And there's a 44-year-old snowboarder who's in the, you know, it's a certain kind of race. And they go up and down these, you know, the dips and everything. He's 44 and finished seventh, but he just missed out of getting into the finals or into this, you know, the semifinals by like 18th thousandth of a second. You know, at the very end, they lean down and push forward to throw their boards out. And he was, I mean, it was he was that close, but he's 44 years old. And he's, how long are you going to do this? He says, I'm going to keep doing it as long as I'm competitive and I'm enjoying it.
That's awesome.
He says, I want to show people you're not limited just because of a number.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool.
Did you ever see the movie?
Baumgartner, I think is his name.
Eddie the Eagle. Have you seen that movie?
Yes. I saw that where the guy wanted to become.
He's like, I'm going to be
a ski jumper.
I'm going to the Winter Olympics.
Yeah. England had never had a. He was from England, right? Or was he from England?
I think yes.
He was from England. They never had a snow jump or a ski jump.
And he just
like
went
that.
There and did it.
He did it. He didn't win.
No,
but he did it. It's kind of like Rudy.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? Rudy that never gave up. Played 4 years at Notre Dame. Never even got into a game. Always on the practice squad.
Yep.
Always said, "I'm going to play football for Notre Dame." Gets in the one game for like a minute and a half. They make a movie about him. And he is still making a good living going around the United States talking about not giving up.
Yep.
You know, he's an inspirational speaker, you know, a motivationist type guy. And we have to take a break. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Jason O'Dell. I got you, moonlight.
Tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This February, share the love and win big at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our $35,000 Share the Love Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play or cash. It's simple. Spin the wheels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Drawings for free slot play Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Final drawing February 26th, where five winners every half hour will take home up to $2,500. Fall in love with winning. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue poultry feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at GrangeCoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios on Friday, the 13th, here at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Yes, you can still go at KCNR1460.com, but this one's easier. We've got a new lead into our website here. It's KCNRradio.com. And you go on there, and when you see, you can look at our sponsors and click on their tab and take it right to their website. So you can see a little bit about them, and we so much appreciate you supporting our sponsors. So KCNRradio.com. And we're also streaming on that all over the world. My guest, speaking of those who work with us and advertise with us, is Jason Odell from Odell's Barbecue Empire. I think we're going to change the name.
Change the name?
Yeah, you know, a couple more things you got to pull off. Not many, but then you could call it Odell's Barbecue and World Dominance.
International Emporium of Barbecue.
International Emporium of Barbecue. I kind of like that one, too.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Anyway, hello, Jason.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning.
Okay. I mean, everybody knows Odell's Barbecue.
I think so.
I can't think of anybody that doesn't. But let's learn a little bit about Jason here.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. It was interesting. One of my first jobs was... born and raised here, and then one of my first jobs was actually selling cars. Yeah, I graduated with a business degree at Simpson.
Okay.
In 2009. And there
so
was,
you were born and raised in
born and raised
in Redding or in
Cottonwood area?
Well, yeah. Yeah,
country boy.
Here.
Yeah. And went to Simpson, graduated in 2009. And,
With a
business degree.
Okay.
Yeah. And, and during that time in 2009, we just coming off this crash, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't like a lot of job opportunities happening in for someone with just a degree, you know, necessarily. So I was like, well, I should probably learn some skills. And so I decided, I was like, I could go learn how to sell stuff. I thought that would be a good skill to have for the rest of my life. So I was like, maybe this Toyota place will pick me up. And they did. And, I mean, they'll try anyone out. And I did that for a couple years.
Yeah.
And learned some skills and got decent at it. So then I decided I wanted to move into mortgages.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, well, now I learned that. I just went and talked to a bunch of mortgage guys and then got introduced to somebody. And they told me they would hire me. I just got to pass the test. So I quit my job and took a month and passed the test. And I did mortgages for about 7 years or so.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I know you've told me that before, but it just didn't stick with me. But so you did mortgage financing then for 7 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Residential mortgages. I thought that was going to be my career forever, actually. That was like my game plan. Got to make my money, retire.
You're doing well and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I didn't love it. It was a job. And so
provided you the required monetary,
absolutely. I was taking care of my family. Right? Pay the bills.
So when did you get married?
I got married when I was 22. So that was 19 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So when you were 22, so 19 years ago while you were going to school.
Right around there. Yeah. Okay. I had one more. I was a little slow on my college degree. Yeah. My 4 year degree took me more than 4 years.
I was going to school a lot.
Yeah.
I was on probation every other quarter.
Yeah.
For some reason. Okay. So in the mortgage field, you've been doing it 7 years.
Yep.
You were doing well in it.
Yeah. Doing well in that.
Take care of your family.
Take care of my family. So probably back in, I get into these hobbies. I always have questions that I'm trying to figure out. So in my 20s, I was like, what are these barbecue guys doing? Like, how do you make good smoked meat? You know?
Is it because you liked barbecue or it was kind of like,
what is that?
It's just because I know that you're a guy with, no matter what you had fixed on, you're going to be a success in it. But what was it that just triggered? Do you remember what triggered it?
I have a couple of memories. And so my granddad, on my mom's side, he was a big outdoors guy. And so when I was young, he would just kind of camp all summer long. And so my parents would just drop us off for a couple of weeks. And this guy would, I mean, he'd drink Bud Light all day, right? And he had a whole outdoor kitchen that he just created. And he would do tri-tips over the fire. He just put a grill with four stumps and cook up tri-tip. And then he had these, his last name was Totten. So he made these rotten Totten taters that he cooked these canned potatoes in foil. And then we make pancakes and bacon in the morning. So this kind of outdoor, and then I did a lot of backpacking when I was younger, and one of my favorite things was just trying to figure out how to make gourmet food in the middle of the wilderness, pizza and these kinds of things.
Yeah.
So it's a combination of being outdoors, and food and people. Yeah.
Well, okay. So then it was how can I make the best smoke
for my own fun, right?
Right.
And I remember one moment, so I had a gas grill that broke that I inherited from my other grandfather. It was like the windstorm came in, knocked it over. It was really old. And so I was like looking around, and at that time we didn't have a lot of money. I wasn't in the mortgage business. And so I was like, well, with this Weber thing, I can get one at Walmart for at that time, 40 bucks. And, I could supposedly smoke meat, smoke meat on this, or I could grill. It's got all these different things. So I tucked my wife in it, go to Walmart, put it together, and I make a smoked chicken. It's the first thing. And I'm like, wow, this is so, I'm used to it like a gas grill. So I'm like, this is so smoky. It's so good. And my wife's choking it down because it is overly smoked. Yeah. And I didn't know the difference. I'm like, wow, this is so good. And she's like, oh dear God, please no.
And your wife is so, She is a hoot.
She is.
She cheerleader on the your football team. Yeah, I mean, you played football over there.
That's correct.
You with was it Danny Knott?
Yeah. We're both outside linebackers.
And she was a cheerleader.
And she was a cheerleader. Yeah,
that's cool. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, kind of across the street from Sierra Gibbs. Has been in the business over 30 years. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and you can get your watch repaired. It's got you can get stone cuttings. You can get do signs. You can do all that stuff there at that store. They've been voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row, and I can't say enough about them except that they are just really good people. They have a great selection of jewelry. It's the only place Linda shops, and she's very discerning when it comes to jewelry. And like I said, good people there. Locally owned, locally operated, Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4:00. And we'll be right back with Jason O'Dell.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peace. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Your next outdoor adventure starts February 27th through March 1st at the Crum Motors Boats Sport and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands of prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids' activities, guides, lodges, and demos, all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boats Sport and RV Show, February 27th through March 1st. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Reading and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. At this event, Saturday, February 28th, at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:34 in the morning. It's going to be a nice day today, my friends. It's already 45 degrees. It's going to be sunny and about 66. My guest is Jason Odell from Odell Barbecue and more. We found out, you know, he's a local boy from out here, played football down in,
West Valley.
Because he's always enjoyed, when he was outdoors, the cooking and wanting to make, you know, gourmet food when you're in the middle of the woods. And then got into, at his smoking, he smoked his first chicken and that Mindy choked down. Okay, let's jump forward there. From there, I mean, are you still in the mortgage business?
I'm still in the mortgage business, yep. And this is just purely hobby. I kind of put my golf clubs away and just started smoking meat on the weekends.
What would you do with it?
Invite friends over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I actually like my alone time. So, but I had to invite friends over because I'd have all this food. But I went down the rabbit hole of like who's the best, and I would buy books and watch YouTube videos, and now there's a lot, but you know, 15 years ago, there wasn't a lot.
Yeah. Was it Bobby Flay or something like that?
Aaron Franklin, actually.
Aaron Franklin
is like one of the first. I mean, he was number one in Texas Monthly Barbecue, which is a really big deal.
Uh-huh.
It's like 3 or 4 hour wait for barbecue in a line.
Wow.
In just a barbecue place. Really, really cool. But he wrote a book that's about 250 pages, and it's got about five recipes.
Right.
And the first, you know, the first book is like wood, and that's the first chapter, and it's like smoke is the next chapter, and then fire is the next chapter.
Wow.
And, it is a whole chapter on just making brisket. So I loved that.
Yeah.
So one of the discoveries is like, oh, I need to build a real smoker. I got to get a stick burner. That's what these guys do in Texas. And so I spent, my weekends with my brother, about 6 weekends, every Saturday, Sunday, building a pretty good size, what they call a stick burner offset smoker out of old, propane tanks, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And,
old what?
Propane tanks.
Oh, propane tanks.
Yeah. So the first one I built was actually a 250 gallon chamber.
Uh-huh.
And then, attached another half of one off to the side. And, and again, all for fun, all for hobby. And then as I mentioned earlier, I remember my first wedding. We just finished the smoker, and my brother's listening to one of his coworkers who's trying to find a caterer that's in his budget. And he's like, hey, my brother and I just built a smoker. I bet he'll do it, you know, real cheap. And so I sat down with him and the fiance, and I was like, okay, here's the deal. You guys just pay for all the food, and I promise I won't food poison anybody. You know, they're like, deal. And it was about 120 people. So it was no joke. That was the first, like, really big event I did.
That was it. Jumped into it.
Absolutely. I was like, this sounds like a fun challenge.
And when did you serve that? Do you remember what you served?
Yeah, chicken tri-tip. I mean, it's a lot of the same stuff we do. Like, chicken tri-tip. We had a broccoli salad. My mom helped. She made rolls just like we do over here. It's a lot of the same elements we still do today.
Wow. Okay. So it was a success.
Oh, yeah. Like, people loved it. And then I got to do some more friends' weddings.
And about what year was that?
Man, probably, let's see, my daughter's 10. She would have been right around 2, so that would have been like 8 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Now, did you need to get a license for this?
So this one's interesting. Probably, and I didn't know.
No, you didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know.
You just did it.
Yeah, I just did it. You know, it was a private wedding.
Yeah.
Those kinds of things. So, you know, I literally didn't know.
Did you make any money off it?
No, none.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. If you just buy the food, I'll provide the skills.
That's exactly it. And part of it was just learning to cook for that many people. It was a big hit. I mean, people loved it. I mean, I still have people from some of those earlier weddings are like, that was awesome.
Imagine it still tastes pretty close to the same.
I think we've actually gotten better, to be honest, but still pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. So you did that, and then you started but getting a few more of those?
A few more. Like, the next day, I was just telling people, like, hey, throw in a gift card if you want, because that'd be cool. My wife would like, I'm going to be gone all Saturday, and, we can buy some cool stuff on Amazon. And then I remember this was probably in early 2019, where I just had this idea of, like, man, what if I could take care of my family smoking meat, right? Like,
I make a living off
this? Can I make a living, right? Like, I don't even need to make as much as I was in the mortgage business, but can I make enough? And prior to that, I thought it was impossible and silly, and I should never do that, right? Because 9 out of 10 small businesses fail. Like, we know this. And restaurants can be
and especially restaurants.
Restaurants could be really tough. The margins are really tight. And so what I decided in 2019 was to kind of coast on the mortgage business a little bit and really focus on building out my catering pipeline, essentially.
Sure.
Because you book 6 to 12 months out. So by the end of 2019, I had such a big amount of bookings for 2020. I actually left the mortgage industry and went full time. And then you're going to ask me the next question, which is 2020 going into COVID.
Yeah.
I remember that as clear as day, because I had the largest catering gig that was going to be in Chico, about 500 people. And the week before is when California shut down.
Oh man!
And I had a bunch of brisket in my fridge, because we were getting ready for that event, and I just had a friend make a website. I was like, I think people still want to eat food. You just can't get together.
Yeah, another one of those stupid things.
Yeah, just one of those little things, right? Yeah. So I just made a pre-order website. People ordered ahead of time. They picked up on Friday, and I just kept doing that every week, and more people kept ordering. And I remember I have this memory of, I was calling all the people who kept ordering every week. This one lady, I was like, hey, thank you so much. Like, this means so much to me. And she's like, you don't understand. We look forward to this every Friday. Thank you. I was like, whoa.
Isn't that cool?
So cool.
Yeah, because your food's great. Yeah. Your meat's great. And, I come over there every week, mm-hmm. get my 3 barbecue or 4 barbecue ribs, and come back here and eat them. And I'm just, it's consistent.
Yeah.
Which is what it's got to be.
So hard, yeah.
Yeah. And, okay, so all these people now are just calling you, getting off the website, mm-hmm. and you realize, I might have something here.
Yeah, we might have something here. And I think, coming out of COVID and being able to actually build something that works, create a lot of resiliency. We're like, okay, if I can handle that, we can do this. So actually in 2020 is when we moved downtown in September.
Right here, next door.
Yep, and rent at that time was pretty good.
Right?
Yeah.
20, has it been that long?
It has been that long.
6 years.
Isn't that wild?
Under six years
since September, yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it is.
I remember a news article came out, crazy guy opens barbecue restaurant, COVID, kind of thing.
Well, we've watched every business next door to us fail.
Sure.
I mean, from sub shops to, wine tasting to other types of restaurants, they didn't last. Well, I think the longest one lasted a couple of years. Yeah. We just watched a series of businesses come through.
Yeah.
And then you opened up. And one of the first times I talked to you was when we were getting smoked out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
I roll up every Friday, and I'm like, wow.
My mouth was
watering.
No, but it was coming through. It was coming through our vents, our air vents here. And I walk in, and there's purple haze, coming across here. And I go, and, I've got, Sue's coughing in there, and I'm like, what is this? But let me tell you what kind of guy he is. Talk to Jason, and you were so upset that you were causing this problem. You were going to put fans up to blow the smoke away from our intakes. You had all this stuff. And I said, somehow we've got to keep all the smoke from coming in.
Yeah.
And you found out that if you opened your...
You're just changing the vents a little bit.
Changing the vents.
Yeah.
Took all the smoke away.
Took it away. And then I also, moved them a little bit further away too, which really helped.
Yeah, that helped a little bit. Yeah. But that's the kind of guy you are.
Yeah.
You were genuinely upset that it was causing us, some problems in here.
We're a community here, so
yeah,
I like
we
it.
Are.
If it. Yeah, it's important.
Okay. So then you opened here.
Yeah.
And then I've only got one segment left. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and we're going to hit this and then the future.
Cool.
Here. Or what's going on right now in the future.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be right back with Odell's Barbecue.
CCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready to experience the clairvoyance at Wind River Resort and Casino. Direct from Vegas with an all-new show featuring never-before-seen mental magic and spectacular illusions. Indulge in a date night of mystery, magic, and cuisine on February 14th. An elegant pasta dinner will be served at 6:30 p.m. Experience the clairvoyance. Tickets just $75 plus fees. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Air Talk Radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Friday the 13th, 7:48 in the morning, expecting an inch of rain on Sunday, so enjoy today and part of tomorrow. And then Sunday, we're kicking it into weather reports, weather warnings in the mountains, and with snow and rain coming in hard. So our guest this morning is Jason O'Dell from O'Dell Barbecue, and we've learned how he got into the business and moved on. Okay, so you started O'Dell's Barbecue 6 years ago, which, wow, that's just gone by fast.
Yeah.
But that was just kind of a start with you.
Correct.
Because, as you've said, catering is a huge thing.
Yeah.
But it's also, you're also a man with vision.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. Just like we're coming out of COVID and the catering, I think that one of the reasons why we do so well over here is because we do most of our business outside the walls.
Yeah.
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 And so I continued growing that catering business and I started thinking about, wow, like what else could I do? And I like food. I think more than food, though, it's like creating that experience where people have that. I call them food memories, where it's just like, whoa,
yeah,
right? You know, they have that experience of this tastes so delicious. It's, you know, mind boggling. So, I got two projects. One of them opened up in November at the Reading Public Market, the DJ Smashburger.
Yes.
And so I've got a couple partners in that. And we started that as kind of a pop-up on the side for fun about a year ago.
That place is great, by the way.
Oh, thank you. And we do a couple of things that are unique. So one of the unique things is we have a big old grinder that sits in the corner, and every morning we make our own blend of it's brisket, chuck, and short rib.
Oh.
And so, yep, we get that fresh.
Okay.
And
it's not just your hamburger.
No. Yeah, I mean, it's me, right? Like,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And then the other thing that's unique, too, is our deep fryers are 100% tallow. So we fry our fries in tallow.
Which explains why they taste so good. Because, yes. you know, they used to do all that.
Yes.
You know? And then we got... you can't use that. It's bad.
We were told it's bad.
Yeah. And now it said, oh, no, it's good.
It's good, yeah.
Another reason to trust the government.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. Oh, no. Your fries are, yeah, good. Okay, so in the public market, which seems to be doing very well, every time I go down there, and I've been down there 4 or 5 times, it seems like it's different times of the day and there's people.
Yeah, it's going really good. I mean, obviously during that like busy season of November, December, it was really busy, like crazy busy, where I the first week I was shopping places to get food because we're running out of 3 days of food in a single day. It's come down a little bit because we're in that first quarter.
January, February, we all know. I mean, I know in January what it's going to look like. Yeah. I know how much less money we're going to make.
But it's still, I mean, there's still a lot of people in the
weekend.
Still
people doing it.
It's really fun. Right. Like, it's a great place to just go and hang. I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And you can go down there and you've got a choice of everything.
Yeah.
And there was, I think, 6 of us there and 2 had smash burgers. And I had noodles.
Nice.
I wanted to try that. And somebody else had a pizza. I mean, it was just, but you all sat there and had your wine and beer and things. All in one spot.
All in one spot. Yeah. It's really good.
Okay. So now.
So I have another project.
Yes, I know. Let's hear this one.
So this one's been going on for a few years, at least as the ideation. But so we've been doing 2 days a week kind of restaurant that started out of COVID to get us through COVID as a pre-order kind of pickup, and we got limited seating. So we're moving that into a 7-day-a-week restaurant across the street from where we're at.
Yeah, down there by the old Boardmark.
Yeah.
Used to be down there.
Yeah, that empty lot that's been empty for a long time.
And so you and the K2.
Correct.
It's going to be housing above you.
Actually, off to the side.
Is it off to the side?
It's off to the side. Yep. And so we're on the corner, and then they're just...
What's it called?
The Rib Cage.
Of course.
Odell's at the Rib Cage.
And this is going to be full... Is it like breakfast, lunch, dinner, or is it just... dinner.
This will just be lunch, dinner.
Okay.
I'm kind of blending a lot of the Texas. I love Texas barbecue. I think that they make great barbecue.
Okay. So what's the difference between Texas barbecue and, say, Kansas City barbecue?
Yeah, sure. So in Texas, and I think of Central Texas really specifically.
Yeah.
So Central Texas, sauce, sides, optional. Brisket all day long, but not burn-ins, like the whole brisket. A lot of salt and pepper.
Okay.
So dry rub, nothing super fancy. And then you get a lot of like kind of, Tex-Mex kind of stuff too in there. Now,
okay.
Kansas City, a lot more, they're famous for like their sweet sauce.
Yeah, their sauces they put on theirs.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. A lot of, and it's usually really sweet and thick. It's like what we normally think of when we think about barbecue sauce. And then when they do brisket, they usually do like a burnt end.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this candied, I mean, it's really good. It's like this candy kind of thing. Texas is like, no, we don't put sugar on our barbecue.
Right. The other thing too is like Texas chili.
Yeah.
No beans. That's kind of... What is it? No, yeah, that's chili. But when you put beans in, it's a totally different type dish.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I mean, one of my favorite Texas chilies is just it just has beef in it and chilies.
Yeah,
that's it. It's super delicious.
I bet
you need a food truck.
I got a kitchen.
Okay, so we're going to maintain the place next door.
Yeah,
they probably put another smoker in.
Probably, yeah. Probably.
And you know what? I'm going to rent this back room to you because we have this back room. It's just kind of storage. I'll just rent this back room to you.
Oh, yeah.
So you could cover that whole area.
Oh, back perfect. There. I'm in.
I could do that. I think I have, what do we have in there?
We have a overflow. Stuffed mountain lion in there.
Well, that's true. Have you seen that?
No.
Okay, on your way out, you can take a look. Which, by the way, is legal. It was taken in like in the 50s.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's been in a high school for decades. It somehow ended up here temporarily. Well, Jason O'Dell, I tell you what, you have been a hit here in town because I tell you what, there was like three or four events in a row I went to. And your gang was there. And I know your gang because I see them starting on Thursday, mm-hmm. Thursday, Friday. And, hi. And I went, you've been at the Red Bluff Roundup. Mm-hmm. You've been to wedding receptions. You've mm-hmm. been to engagement parties. You've been to, I mean, just.
Fundraisers is one of the big ones, too, we've been doing. Yeah.
Here's the other thing. You give back, and I want to get this, and we got a few minutes left. You give back to our city mm-hmm. and our community. That's the other thing that's kind of. Really positive about O'Dell's.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and you were Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. You raised lots of money.
Yeah.
You did an event that's never been done before.
And we're doing it again.
And tell people what it was.
We called it Dinner on the Bridge, and so we did this five course dinner, Keens table style. So it was long across the bridge, and this.
We're talking about the diesel. Horse.
Yeah.
Bridge. I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the video that we posted to promote it we got something like 90,000 views. It was very popular.
It was like 100 people.
Yep, it was about 100 people. Yep.
We were there. And it was perfect.
Yeah.
And I mean the sun, I mean you're over the Sacramento mm-hmm. and you had a seafood.
Yeah, we
boil.
Did seafood, yeah.
And there was so much food. One of the people that we were with, her husband couldn't come, he got sick. We said, "Well, can we take some of this home?" Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, you know, they gave her two bags of, I mean, and I was looking at it and I thought, I don't think Norms needs all of that, you know. No, but it was a great event. So yeah, you're going to do it again?
Yeah, yeah. It was so big. I'm working with One Safe Place and some of the stuff, and we're planning it right now, actually. So, yeah.
Great. Great. Well, I got to come again. Is it going to be the seafood or is it me something else?
I think it's going to be seafood. We're still working through the details, but yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Crab, everything. You can manage shrimp. Was it oyster, clams or everything.
Yeah,
was
sausage,
in it.
Yeah. Potatoes.
Oh, gosh,
yeah,
that was great. Yeah, when it comes up again, we'll tell everybody.
Awesome.
Because you can only have so many people out there.
Correct. Yeah.
And be able to,
yeah. I mean, it's the full thing. Like we wanted to be kind of classy and yeah, be in the middle of the wilderness at the same time.
It worked.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a story right after this is over about being in the open like that and things that can happen to one of the people that were there when geese were flying over.
Oh yeah.
And let me tell you. Geese poop does not smell good. The guy across from me, he goes, it was like a movie. He had to leave.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, but the food was great. It was. And where'd you come up with the idea?
I don't know. I just did.
These things just, you wake up at 3:30 in the morning.
I get a lot of ideas. Most of them are really bad.
Yeah. There's a good idea cutoff date and a bad idea cutoff date.
Yeah, a lot of times I have to, usually my thing is I have an idea. People go, it's a good idea. I'm like, I don't know. We got to try it first and then we'll find out if it's a good idea. But yeah, I get
there you go.
Too many ideas.
How do people get a hold of O'Dell's Barbecue for catering? And you're probably out a few months. So,
Yeah, for sure. Website, odellcraftbarbecue.com. Also Instagram. And there's a website links there. You could pop in Thursdays and Fridays, grab some lunch. The other thing we're running right now too, if you're engaged, and if you already have a caterer, we just want to celebrate with you guys. So come and have a free dinner on us. You know, if you want to talk catering, we'd love to show you some of the
options.
Okay,
now this is a sample plate of everything.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's free.
Yeah, free.
If you're getting engaged and you want to do that, and let me tell you, our staff goes over there once a month, mm-hmm. and we eat. Mm-hmm. And but that idea was great. And take a look at the website and all this. So if you're thinking about it, come on down and let Jason and Mindy help you celebrate. It's a great idea, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll have you on again after when you start, you know, as the empire keeps building.
As it keeps building, yeah.
There you go. Okay, hey, we're going to break for the news, and we come back. We've got Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, and we're going to be talking about all the weird things that are happening lately in California if we have enough time.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Inflation in retreat, falling to a nearly five-year low last month.
The cost of goods and services didn't rise as fast in January as they did a year ago. Overall inflation dropped to 2.4%, not too far from the Federal Reserve's 2% target. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports gas prices fell more than 3% last month, while grocery prices ticked higher.
Correspondent Greg Clugston. He's 5'9 or 5'10 of average build. The FBI's newly released description of the suspect in the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie. The suspect is seen in video, recorded by a front porch cam at the missing woman's home. The FBI increasing its reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction to $100,000. SpaceX has launched a crew of four heading to the International Space Station, a couple of Americans, a French astronaut, and a Russian. They'll spend 8 months on the orbiting outpost. Deadly gunfire at a South Carolina university.
Two people are dead and one wounded after a shooting in South Carolina State University residential complex in Orangeburg. The university says it has not confirmed the victims' identities or the condition of the person who is wounded. The school was put on lockdown for at least 4 hours. Investigators were on site and law enforcement officers patrolled the campus and nearby areas early Friday. The university cancelled Friday classes and is making counselors available to students.
Correspondent Luke Garrett says a lockdown has since been lifted and there is no information on a possible suspect. Midnight is the deadline for a partial government shutdown, this one affecting the Department of Homeland Security. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 94 points. The Nasdaq trading 3 points higher, and the S&P is better by 16. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. A lot of us are thinking about taxes, home projects we've been putting off, ways to get ahead financially in 2026. Now's the perfect time to talk to my friends at Fellowship Home Loans. If you want to lower your mortgage payment, they can help you refinance. If you need access to cash for home improvements or to wipe out high interest debt, their fixed rate line of credit is one of the best tools out there. Fast approval, predictable rate, and flexibility to use your home's equity wisely. Remember, many people still qualify to skip their next two mortgage payments. Imagine starting big projects or paying down debt with 2 months of breathing room. My family and I have used Fellowship personally. I trust these guys. Take control of 2026. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE. That's 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. DBA Fellowship Home Loans. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
In Britain, a court ruling in a case pitting free speech rights against government efforts to combat terrorism.
Britain's High Court has ruled that the government's decision to outlaw the protest group Palestine Action as a terrorist group was unlawful. The judges said that the ban will, however, remain in place for the British government to decide if they want to appeal the decision. Last year, Britain's government decided to label Palestine Action as a terrorist organisation, meaning that any members could be punished by up to 14 years in prison. Since then, more than 2,000 people have been arrested for holding signs saying, "I support Palestine Action." Supporters of Palestine Action and civil liberties groups say the arrest for peaceful protest trample over free speech and the right to protest. Karen Shamas, London.
Top international security figures have gathered in Germany. It's the Munich Security Conference. News and analysis, townhall.com. New study suggests genetic testing can speed the return of the American chestnut tree. It once dominated forests in the East.
The tree became functionally extinct by the 1950s because of a fungal blight and root rot.
Researchers are now hoping to revive the tree, but with some genetic modifications that retain its height and character, yet incorporate the greater disease resistance found in the Chinese chestnut. To do that, they're using hybrid breeding, and by using genetic testing, they hope to accelerate the process by selecting only the trees most likely to yield the desired result. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump says he's built a campaign war chest exceeding $1.5 billion. That is an unprecedented sum for a lame duck president. Mr. Trump claims to have raked in that much money between Election Day 2024 and last August. Funds could play a big role in the midterm elections. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on work release today, and I'll explain where she is. Today is Friday the 13th. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you at top of the hour by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, here on Friday the 13th. You know what? You need to look up. How do we get to make Friday the 13th
a
bad
out.
Day?
I'll find out.
Now, one thing I read was, you remember the Knight Templars who were back in the Crusades and all these things, had a lot of power. A lot of power. And then one of the kings said they have too much power and organized a coup, not a coup, but an elimination. And it was supposedly on Friday the 13th, he sent out his armies after them. And they killed a whole mess of them, might say. They killed a lot of the Knight Templars. And that's one of the things I had heard.
Yeah, here's what I got. The Norse myth tells of 12 gods feasting in Valhalla until Loki arrived uninvited as the 13th guest. So that's one of them.
Was Loki ever invited? I think he.
I don't think Loki was ever invited. Which could lead to feelings of self worth.
Yeah, and then in Christian tradition, there were 13 people at the Last Supper.
That's the other thing.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yep. And we know how that turned out. Here it is, 2026.
That's when Judas betrayed Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes.
2026 years later.
Yeah.
It's still, it didn't wipe him out.
That's stay power.
That's staying power. That's staying power. Somebody said, be an atheist or something. I heard answers goes, what year is this? 2026.
Yeah.
Based on? Okay. I'm here with, wait a minute, weather. I've lost the weather. It's somewhere in. It's here somewhere.
It's 45 right now, I think.
Yeah. I'll find it. We'll get to the weather in a few minutes. But I will tell you, there is a weather advisory. We're expecting fresh snow up on Mount Shasta. The Caltrans District 2, and I just found the weather because I had them together, is issuing a travel advisory for the upcoming series of storms that's going to be moving into Northern California in the coming days. Travel advisory warning of significant rain and winter weather from Sunday, February 15th to Thursday, February 19th. Snow levels are expected to drop maybe as low as 3,000 feet or lower early in the week. And today, though, enjoy today. Mostly sunny with a high near 65. 20% chance of rain tomorrow. And Sunday, rain. Washington's birthday, rain. Tuesday, rain. Wednesday, rain. Thursday, rain. Now, the lows, though, and this is something to pay attention to, are going to get into the mid to low 30s. Starting on probably Monday night. So if you've got animals or things like that, you might want to be paying attention to that because it's going to be rainy and the temperature is going to be low. Weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane was founded close to 30 years ago by Chuck and Judy Kinney. And they're into their third generation of Kinneys. They're helping to run this business. They treat their customers very, very well. They treat them like friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. These are good people that provide great service to our area out here. And locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane. And I'm here with another veteran-owned business, Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law. Hi, Patrick. You know, one of the reasons I like doing this job, and it's 16 years now, people go, you know, for me, being 16 years anywhere in my life is so new. I mean, 3 years was the most I'd ever lived anywhere in my entire life from the time I was a baby. But one of the things I thoroughly enjoy is this show because I get to talk to everybody and I learn so much from people. And even if there's people I don't agree with, it still means we can be pleasant, look across the table at each other, actually totally disagree, but be smiling and chit-chatting during the breaks. Right. But then I get to meet people like Jason O'Dell, and I've known Jason now for 6 years, you know, since he moved next door. But I also know Patrick and Joe Gorman, and you two are just such nice people. Very proficient in what you do, obviously. But it's always a pleasure having you on because I have yet to be able to ask you a question about law. It has nothing to do with your specialty. And you know about it. So, I mean, and that's kind of cool. I mean, you can ask me about, well, what's the frequency that you broadcast on? You know, I mean, and what the different things. And you could ask me that, and I'd go, Alex? Alex, call Pat.
Yep.
Anyway, good morning, Patrick Gordon.
Good morning. Yeah, no, I think that it's people that are really good at what they do. They're just kind of nerds about it, right? And you see it everywhere, and you kind of analyze things that way. So, no, I never thought I'd be a lawyer until I was like 30. Seem to have an aptitude for it. My son Anthony, he's in law school. He actually has more of a brain for it than even me. He's brilliant.
Well, you know, you had to kind of find yourself. Your childhood wasn't perfect.
Nope.
And by any means, so you went in the service, went into a challenging part of it, the air assault guys. And if you ever want to see altercations, you go into the same club, and this is Old Club or Staff NCO or NCO Club. And you've got the 101st and the 82nd in there. You want to see some guys where there's animosity that would die for each other. But if you're in the club.
You know, what was entertaining would be sometimes a guy would get, you know, people get transferred between units and things like that. So there'll be a guy who, you know, has his airborne wings and has their big, you know, AA, you know, tattoo on their shoulder. And then they transfer to the 101st as a E4.
Well, the 101st used to be. Airborne.
They were airborne and glider.
Airborne glider.
Well, they have helicopters, right?
So. And they had of course, you know, in D-Day, 101st and 82nd jumped in, and then in Market Garden.
Yep, Market Garden was.
But other places, but when did they switch over? When did they go to strictly helicopter assault?
Well, there are. I mean, you could jump out of a Chinook, right? I mean, that's for the Marines to jump out of a CH-47s, right?
Yeah, we do that.
So that would be, you know, so there are some, you know, like the battalion and brigade and division alerts, you know, recon guys, they do some airborne stuff. But I think it was around Vietnam, right? I think Vietnam is when we went to air mobile. And then, you know, they had the air cav, and then they had, you know, the 101st, but it was right around Vietnam, during Vietnam.
Okay. So... and the difference, of course, 82nd, their whole thing is jumping in, and with the 101st and the units, you come in and you do the assault via helicopters coming in.
Well, I remember I was talking trash. When I was in the academy, there was a guy from the 173rd, you know, which is in Italy, and and he was talking trash and calling me a leg or whatever. And I was like, when's the last time you had a combat jump? And he said something like October 2003. I'm like, damn it, because I got out before 9/11, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, It used to be like there was one jump into Vietnam for the 82nd. They had never, I mean, right. Not including Panama. I'm not including Panama and stuff like that.
And we're not including inserts of certain groups of people.
Sure. But I mean, it's just a massive airborne operation. Yeah. I mean, Panama was pretty big, but aside from that, I'm like, when was the last combat jump? And they had a couple of jumps during the Iraq.
Well, let me tell you, when we did our planning, in Iraq or any other place, anytime we did our planning in schools and all this, the 82nd was always part of it to act as a diversion. You know, all of a sudden you've got 5,000 paratroopers coming in here. But the plan always had to be, we had to be able to get to them within 3 days. Wherever we dropped them, we had to be able to support getting into them in 3 days.
So you
because
cut a supply line to them.
Because you don't have supplies. They had supplies for 3 days. And they're lightly armored. Armed. I mean, you may drop in some artillery.
Right.
But for the most part.
Well, that's why you have motormen. Right?
Yeah.
You got your own little artillery with you, the motor guys. But I don't know if you've seen the new infantry squad vehicles that they're rolling out.
No.
Oh, man, these things are awesome. They're like small, Chevy trucks.
Yeah.
But they look like long dune buggies. They got a whole squad mounts on it, and they got side mounted, 249s and stuff. And these things are autonomous. They have anti drone, anti mine technology on them. You can park it and dismount, and then push a button, it comes back to pick you up. And they're just light. They're like really
cool.
Yeah, they're super fast trucks. So they don't have to, these 12 mile road marches anymore, I guess.
Well, I was fortunate enough when Desert Storm went out with First Force, and we were in dune buggies. That the SEALs had, and we found out about them, and they shipped over a bunch of them to us, so that we could. But we were no armor on it. I mean, they're dune buggies.
These don't
even
have doors.
these
don't have doors, but they hold nine guys, and they're
ours weren't. It hold three.
Maybe four
if you snuck in there and hung on.
But they're rolling them out to every single light infantry unit now, so
it's
going to save a lot of backs and knees.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Patrick Gorman. We haven't talked a bit about law, but we will now. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And that's Jeff Wurst. In talking about an Army veteran, that's Jeff Wurst. If you have a chip or crack in your windshield, have it repaired by a windshield repair specialist. He's gone through the schools, but he's been in this business close to 30 years. He takes your vehicle into a climate-controlled area. He fixes it, guarantees it for the life of the windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. And he does good work. He fixed a large crack on my windshield on my old truck. It was good for 16 years, and you still couldn't see it when I sold the truck. He guarantees his work. If you're not sure and say, well, gosh, should I do this? I mean, you get a chip in your windshield. Is this going to get worse? Bring your vehicle down for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street. Let Jeff look at it. He's a straight shooter. If he can fix it, he'll do it, and he'll fix it right then at a very fair price. Give him a call, 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Car, truck, SUV, RV. I've seen RVs out there that he is repairing their windshields. Yeah. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, we'll be right back with Patrick Gorman.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Country
fans, are you ready?
Just those boots
and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m.
The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews
live in concert.
Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance
featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again.
This show is going to sell out fast,
so grab your tickets today.
Just $40 plus fees.
Make a night of this incredible country event
and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue Poultry Feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at grangecoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on work release this morning.
You know, got the ankle bracelet on.
No, but I got the tracker on her phone. That makes any difference because she leaves her phone. Linda is not attached to the phone. And I just want everybody to know this because when she has her phone with her, it is constant dinging with messages. Ding, ding, ding.
That's why she leaves it. And I would too.
And she is not tied to her phone, though. She'll put it, leave it in the car. She'll leave it in the house.
It's on the counter at your house.
Yeah. And then she goes, "Where's my phone?" And I went, and I reach out. I get my tracker out and I go, "Well, it's in the house someplace." It doesn't get any closer than that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. For non-life-threatening emergencies, use Fast Track to reserve an ER treatment time. That's right. You know, maybe you got the flu or something and it's not life-threatening. You can set up a time for you to come in so you don't have to wait in the emergency room and watch street life as it comes through the emergency room. It's quick. It's easy. Now, you just go to the website, ShastaRegional.com, and click on Fast Track. And they will come back with questions for you to make sure it's not life-threatening. You know, you feel pain or pressure in your chest, shortness of breath. You know, ask a few questions. If all those are no, you set up a time, and you just show up in at the emergency room. It's a great idea, and you can get it only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, who has built the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento in the last few years. You're saying there's some things going on that's aimed at lawyers. It doesn't affect you because you're not doing that kind of stuff.
Right. So this is specifically, I mean, they call it it's going to be on the ballot in November. It's
going to be on the ballot.
Oh yeah. They're getting signatures right now. And there's some stuff going on in the workers' compensation area, but it's different. I mean, ours are set by judges and everything. This is for personal injury cases. And there's a lot of stuff that's coming out where it's Uber and Lyft are really behind it, but sort of insurance companies. And they're trying to put some kind of statutory cap on attorney's fees for people who are injured, because here's my whole thing. I mean, look, if they're worried about losing money from their drivers getting in car accidents, then require their drivers to carry more insurance or something. I don't know, but that's why the insurance companies are in this too. And so what they're doing is there's a lot of, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of bad actors. There are attorneys. There are. And so they're calling the billboard attorney, Reform Act or something like that, right? And so it'll be an initiative that we could put on the ballot. I don't know if it'll actually hold any weight, because the state bar is really the only place that can regulate, like, the practice of law. But they're trying to cap attorney's fees at, like, 25%. And they're saying, we're doing this to shut down the billboard law firms. But the actual effect of it is going to be shutting down the non-billboard law firms, the good attorneys. The billboard law firms, they put in minimal work. Attorneys don't even work on the case. So they have wide profit margins anyways. It's gonna lower the standard of, or it's gonna lower the quality of representation. It'll actually probably make the billboard firms bigger. It'll make the smaller firms smaller.
Is it because you see the billboard, and I tell you what, go to Vegas if you want to see billboards about attorneys. There's gotta be 50, 60, 70, maybe more billboards all about attorneys, personal injury. And so what you're saying is, or you see them, online or something, you can go to them. They're not going to be the ones handling your case.
No.
It's going to be somebody, from wherever you are that they push.
Probably
going to
be a lawyer.
Yeah. And then to take the case.
Right.
So if they cap it at 25% of everything that's awarded, mm-hmm. is that the idea? Well, what do they get now?
30, like a third, sometimes 40%. Somewhere around
the settlement.
The overall settlement too. Workers' comp's totally different. Much lower. So they get like 40% of everything. Before the person. So what'll happen with personal injury? Let's just say you have a lawsuit and there's a $300,000 insurance policy limit. And let's just say the attorney's taking a third, right? So you have a $300,000 settlement because that's the policy limits. You're not going to get anything out of the individual. You're going to settle at policy limits. Then you got EDD who's been paying you your disability. Well, they're going to get their chunk back, their 70 grand back. Your health insurance or Medi-Cal who has been paying for the medical bills, they're going to get their 60 grand back, mm-hmm. right? So now we're down 130, right? That leaves 170 left. Well, your attorney's getting 70. I'm sorry, your attorney's getting 100 and you're getting 70. So you're going to walk with less than your attorney at the end of the day, because your medical bills have to be paid and your disability benefits
and
have to be paid.
I don't think
back.
People understand that is if you're on disability and the state's paying it, you've got to pay them back.
Yeah.
I was in an accident where a guy hit me on my motorcycle, and he had insurance, not a lot, but he had minimum California insurance.
Yeah.
Well, my insurance company stepped in, and like 6 months later, maybe 7 or 8 months later, they came back to me, and they wanted the amount of money that he had given me because they paid me too.
Right.
I just happened to be getting my inoculations to head back over to Iraq when they called. And when I told the lady that, I said, can you wait a month or two until I get settled over in Iraq? She says, you going to Iraq? I said, yeah, I'm getting my shots right now. And she goes, She says, honey, you just forget about this.
Yeah.
You got enough on your mind. And they wrote it off. But yeah, I mean, if you get money from anywhere, those agencies want their money back.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And even if there's child support liens, they get paid. So, you know, that I understand that that's how it breaks down. And it would be very hard if I putting myself in the lawyer's shoes. I would have a hard time explaining to my client why I'm getting more money than them. Cause sometimes, you know, it's sometimes the attorney winds up getting 100 and the injured person winds up getting like 10. You know?
And plus, if they have to bring in expert witnesses, yeah. All of that comes under that. Plus, on top of that is their fees.
Right. And so then you're sitting there and you're as injured, you know, person who's injured, like, I just spent 3 years in a lawsuit and I'm walking away with 10 grand and everybody else is walking away with more money than me, right? That's how the perception is. So sure. I understand that. So there's, you know, there's that issue. But, I mean, and I'm not objective at looking at this. I'm an attorney, right? So I'm thinking of how it works from my end. I mean, I can't truly be objective.
But you are under a different, different thing, yeah. Totally with workers' compensation. Right. I mean, you're kind of like,
well, I don't have a dog in this fight, but I do understand it. Why are they going? I mean, look, if they wanted to reform that, they could reform damages, right? Overall damages and limit that or something like that. But they're going specifically after law firms and they're saying they're going after these low quality attorneys, but those attorneys, they'll take anything. They operate on a very, very low overhead, right? They don't spend time on the cases. I mean, me personally, I would never hire an attorney from Billboard. I mean, I'm sorry, any attorney who advertises that way. I just personally, I want to talk to the attorney, things like that. But those small boutique solo practitioners, they're the ones who are going to do something else.
Yeah.
Not the ones where they just advertise mass advertisement and they'll take, you know, thousands and thousands of cases because there's no lawyer working on it anyways, right? They don't care about that. But, you know, the high quality attorneys, they're going to take fewer cases or they're going to be more selective and it's going to actually limit the options of people to have good representation. So it's marketed as if they're going after bad attorneys, but I think they're actually helping the bad attorneys by if this legislation passes.
By just making it harder for the good ones.
That's right. Yeah. It'll lower the quality of representation. I think that's what they want. I think that in general, insurance companies and you know, people who are defense like Lyft and Uber, they like bad attorneys on the other side because bad attorneys will sell their clients out and that's what they want.
Okay. All right, we got to take a break here. It's 8:30 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Been in that same location since 67. I found them in 07 and never gone anywhere else. I get great haircuts there. Tim and Logan are great guys, the barbers there, and I alternate back and forth. I don't want to pick favorites. One haircut, Logan, one haircut, Tim. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. They shave around your ears. You get a great haircut, fair prices, and you can have it work on your schedule. You don't have to sit and wait in line. You can give them a call at 530-244-9478, or you can use Booksy now. Book your time. It gives you a reminder the day of your haircut. Either way, works. At Cypress Square Barbershop, again, heartily recommend them. It's man's last stronghold. I like that, too. We'll be right back. Patrick Warren. This ain't a heartbreak anthem. I don't care what happened, but I ain't got no time to dwell.
Gentlemen, get ready to experience the clairvoyant at Wind River Resort and Casino. Direct from Vegas with an all-new show featuring never-before-seen mental magic and spectacular illusions. Indulge in a day-night of mystery, magic, and cuisine on February 14th. An elegant pasta dinner will be served at 6:30 p.m. Experience the clairvoyant. Tickets just $75 plus fees. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Your next outdoor adventure starts February 27th through March 1st at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands in prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids, activities, guides, lodges, and demos, all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, February 27th through March 1st. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Reading and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. At this event, Saturday, February 28th, at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas T. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
So what trends do you anticipate will shape the real estate market in 2026 based on what you've seen in late 2025? And how should buyers and sellers adjust their strategies accordingly?
Well, that's an excellent question, Sean, and I think what most experts are saying right now is that the first half of this year will probably be very similar to last year in terms of sales volume and performance. The difference and the separation might be in the second half of the year, where we might see sales volumes actually increasing over last year as lower interest rates and perhaps some momentum in the economy starts to kick in. And if you want to check the value of your home instantly, just go to readinghomes.com. It's right there on the front page for you.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Heart disease is the number one cause of death for women, claiming more lives than all cancers combined. This February, during Heart Month, Shasta Regional Medical Center encourages you to listen to your heart. Heart attack symptoms in women aren't always dramatic. They can be subtle: shortness of breath, nausea, unusual fatigue, or pain in the jaw or back. If something feels off, don't wait. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only accredited chest pain center in our community, we're here for you and your heart. Your health matters. Your heart matters. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Bicycle.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Near Talk Radio with Carl and the Bot. It is 8:36 in the morning here on Friday the 13th. 45 degrees out there, mostly sunny. It's going to be nice today, and starts changing tomorrow evening, and then through next Thursday, we've got weather warnings, and everything else is going to happen. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. The Veterans Flags and Flowers fundraiser is going to be Friday, February 20th at Wind River Resort and Casino. And this is where they're celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Veterans Flags and Flowers, started right here by Preston Sharp and his mom, April Sharp. And you can get tickets there by going to PrestonSharp.net or giving April a call at 530-515-3825. Preston has grown this thing, so it's literally, I think he went to Normandy on one time to put flags and flowers on the cemetery there. But what he's done is raised awareness of veterans. On Veterans Day, Memorial Day, but other times, to make sure that they all have flowers and a flag on their gravesites. And I'm here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. We were talking about, it looks like there could be a proposition that's going to limit attorney's fees, but in his opinion, is it could really hurt smaller law firms. You know, they're going after, they call them the billboard lawyers. You see them advertising everywhere, and it's on TV. This one guy, he's really funny. He's not a lawyer. And he talks about, you need representation. You need your money. I mean, it just goes on. It just breaks you up. And, you know, and he says, I'm not a lawyer, but, and he gives all these numbers.
Here's the ones that we call.
But, you know, I'm thinking, this guy's funny. And,
well, a lot of those advertisements
got a bow tie and everything.
A lot of these advertisements we're seeing, you know, I'm seeing this even in workers' comp, even though it's not allowed, is a lot of places will advertise. If you Google search, you know, what's my work injury worth or something, the first several hits, they're not law firms. They're companies that will take your information and sell it to a law firm.
Yeah.
And, it's capping. And the internet's wild. You gotta understand when you hire a lawyer, like, you're trusting that person with things that have a lot to do with the rest of your life, you know, and, you should probably interview a few.
Well, you know, when I talk about you, you know, work injuries can be life changing, and I'm not talking about somebody that, you know, breaks a finger or something, you can go back to work. Some of them, as you've seen and we've talked about, they can never go back to that job again, and the impact it has on them and their family. They want to go back to work. Family wants them back. Even their employers would love to have them back, but you're just not getting the treatment or the retraining, you know, that it should be under the insurance.
Or the severity of the injury. I mean, I've had cases where people have had their entire rib cages, like, removed from their spine because they fell off a roof and had to have it reattached. That person's never going to go back into roofing. I don't know if they'll ever work again.
What you just said is going to keep me off my ladder for a little while.
Yeah. It hurts for him to breathe for the rest of his life, right? I'm just getting him to not hurt, you know, feel like the world's better off without him. I mean, that's the hardest part of that case, right? And these folks, they want to work. I that's the beauty about up here versus other areas in California, because I've practiced all over the state. It was such a breath of fresh air moving up here. There aren't much fake injuries up here. There aren't people, this isn't a way of life for people up here. In other areas, there's people where they will work somewhere for a year, they will file a work comp injury and get paid to be off for three. And then they'll work somewhere for a year, and you just see it in their history. This is their way of life. I've never seen that up here. I've been practicing up here since 2014, a lot of it on the other side. And I'm telling you, it's just people want to work up here. That is the culture up here. The culture is you work, you produce, you provide, and you have a self of sense worth and self-pride from that. It's not – it's just the culture up here is different. Nobody respects people who try to game the system.
Well, you know, and that's, you know, that's really good to hear, because people do game the system.
Yeah.
And we've all seen it, you know, we've had instances of it and other things that, and it's all BS.
Yeah.
But
the community
as a whole, though, is not like that.
Right. Well, not only are they not like that, I think that they're scorned. I think that, I think you'd be very, very lonely if you were that type of person, because nobody wants to be around that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so, when you take a case, well, when somebody calls your law firm or goes online, Gorman Comp
Law.com,
Law.com. What is it?
Gorman Comp Law.com.
Comp Law.com. Yeah, I've got it written here, but I'm not looking at it. They end up talking to you. I mean, you're the person they talk to. They may talk to somebody in your office first, but it sets up an appointment with you.
Right. Well, first, so they will.
You got to know your lawyer.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. And there's questions asked to make sure they actually have a workers' compensation injury, because there is limited time in the day, and so they'll make sure that of that. And typically, I'm not taking cases that where they've already had another attorney working on it, because again, it's just the time consumption. I wind up having to fix everything the other lawyer didn't do, and then I do it on a case by case, but I try to generally not take cases that other attorneys have messed up. But sometimes you have to. But yeah, so eventually they'll schedule the appointment. But yes, the appointment is always with me.
Have you ever had a case, Patrick, where you just got mad about? I mean, anger, real true anger about the way that somebody had been treated. Like, does it happen all the time?
Every other day.
Is that right?
If somebody hires me, their problems are now mine, right? I mean, that's what a lawyer gets paid for, to make your problems theirs. That's the exchange. It's not because I'm smarter, because I have a law book. Everybody can get that law book. It's in a library. It's because I became an expert at solving certain types of problems. So when you hire a lawyer, that's what's supposed to happen. You're hiring an expert at solving your legal problems, and they're supposed to make your problems theirs so that you have to deal with the other stuff that comes out of it. So, yeah, I get very intense about it. And I'm more pissed off at my clients half the time, or 90% of the time, and because I actually understand, like, what they could do differently and how easy it would be, but they're not. A lot of it's systemic, which really upsets me because there's just these system rules. They try to make everything like an assembly line in handling these claims, and it is always, whenever there's a mistake, it's always in their favor. So, I mean, I can't believe that that's not really a mistake. That's a design. And it just drives me nuts. It drives me crazy. And I have to pull teeth to get anything done. And it just frustrates me because I understand what my clients are going through. Yeah, I wind up getting pretty heated. I'm an intense person.
Right? Really?
So I get pretty heated. But at the end of the day, it's like, I do fight. I know how to fight a fight. Where at the end of the day, we're going to win. And going in and just being all scrappy and throwing everything at them, that usually doesn't work. They just spin my wheels, right? So, no, I get upset, but we always...
You focus.
Yeah, and it's a long-term, hey, you got to, we're going to do this because these next five things are going to happen, right? Not, you're just going to kind of run in and yell at them in court because judges can only do so much. And so a lot of clients are like, what's taking so long? They think I should just go and be able to go into court, say our piece, and the judge says, you're right. But that's not how it works. That's not how trials work. That's not how appeals work. You can't just go into court, yell about the other side being wrong, and a judge says, you're right, we're giving you what you want. That's not how it happens. You have to have evidence. You have to go to trial. You have to define the legal issues. You have to connect the facts to them. And then you have to make sure that you do it in a way where the other side can't appeal and then get a whole new trial all over again.
Are most of these settled out of court, though?
Very rarely do I have to go to trial because I line all my ducks up.
So and they see it. And,
well, yeah, because if we go to trial, I mean, if we're going to go to trial, it's so clear that by the point of time we go to trial, it's so clear that it's frivolous that they're going. Right? I mean, I don't ask for things that I can't prove. So I have the evidence. If we have to go to trial, I'm going after them for penalties, for unreasonable delay, for bad faith, things like that, too.
Okay. I'm here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He's a scrapper. He's the kind that if you get into a bar fight, you want Patrick right here beside you, and because he's not leaving. But we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue Poultry Feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at grangecoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
This February,
share the love and win big
at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our $35,000 Share the Love Strike to Win promotion. Win free slot play or cash. It's simple. Spin the wheels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you in and drawings for free slot play Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Final drawing February 26th, where five winners every half hour will take home up to $2,500. Fall in love with winning. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peace. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, if you go to instead of going to KCNR1460.com, if you just go to KCNRradio.com, you can get to our website, and then also go to our sponsors and click on the sponsors. Takes it right to their webpage for more information. And of course, we're here because of our sponsors and you and our community. So, KCNRradio.com. Save the date for March 7th for the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council Veterans Advocate of the Year Award Banquet, March 7th at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Event Center. Tickets are only $40, and they've got raffles going on. They've got all types of great things happening that night. You don't have to be a veteran to attend this. Non-veterans are welcome for this evening, and it's going to be a really a nice event. For more information, call Debbie Johnson at 530-357-3380. And I'm here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, veteran, former law enforcement, and now he just turned his scrappiness into being an attorney for you in workers' compensation. You know, I asked him this question. I wish you could have seen his face. I said, well, do you get upset about any case? I get upset about every case. Because you want to make your client whole.
Yeah.
And everybody knows. Like, I just saw today a gentleman was awarded $25 million because he used PAM 3 days a week. And they're saying that PAM's got the stuff that caused carcinogens in it, and the PAM company, their AGCO or something like that, says, we cut that stuff out 20 years ago, but it went to trial. And when it did, jury came back, gave him $25 million because, you know, he had his lungs replaced.
So I wonder how much of that $25 million is going to whoever paid for that lung transplant and the prior care, yeah. And then Medicare is going to be getting, so there's Medicare set aside probably. So it's going to
maybe 40% to his lawyers and all that.
Oh yeah, they're getting that. They get paid before everybody.
How much PAM do you have to use? I mean, 3 days a week. They said they've stopped putting, and there were two things that were in it, but they said they've stopped using that 20 years ago. How much PAM do you have to, I mean, was he like huffing it or something?
Yeah, well, here's, high? I mean, the next thing is, so they have, you know, they have, once you've gone to trial on an issue and you've won, it pertains to, you know, in that jurisdiction, it pertains to every single other similar issue, right? Because the court can't say, this is true in this case, and the same thing is not true in another. So what happens now with everybody else who people, so this is where the billboard lawyers come into play. This is where people start passing legislation to cap attorney's fees. Cause now a bunch of national firms, I'm using in air quotes, lots of national firms where there's no practicing lawyers are going to jump on this and jump on class actions to ride the coattails of this case. Cause now they're kind of fighting. So that puts Pam or whoever in the position, this guy's never going to receive a dime of that because they're going to appeal this until they run out of appeals. Because it's the tsunami of lawsuits that come after, not just of Pam, but any company that ever put this product in the in a can.
Yeah.
Right. And then that brings into there being like, oh, we're gonna fund a trust account like with asbestos and other things and cancer for tobacco. You know, I mean, they were able to stave this off with nicotine. Or not nicotine, with like cigarettes and cigars. You know, it was happening in early 2000 for that. That got shut down. But yeah, I mean, I think that what happens now is this huge tsunami of litigation and this little cottage industry around this product. We see the commercials for hearing protection, right? Or for all of these different things. If you were a juvenile hall, right? And call this number so you can jump on a lawsuit against the government. And, so you get a lot of frivolous claims that way and a lot of, that's where you get these massive advertisements where you see them on TV or you see it on a, you know, on the internet. Or
well, if you remember, the military was issuing us, it's probably after you got out, they were issuing us earplugs. And then all of a sudden they realized they weren't working.
I didn't use them.
And they had not met the qualifications, and yet we were all wearing them, you know, the brown and yellow.
You actually wore them?
Oh, in training. In training.
Can't hear anything.
Because, yeah, and because you never wear things like that when you're in combat because you can't hear. Yeah. So, and anyway, but it became massive lawsuits. And they came to me, you know, because I'd used them. And I just checked and say, well, what is this? And they wanted all of my medical records. All of my medical records, not just my hearing. And I just said, no. Nah. I said, you know, no. Nah. But it's one of those things. And then now you've got a massive lawsuit, just like the water at Camp Lejeune. And they found out that it's been contaminated since the 50s.
Yes.
All types. But see, those are people who are having real life physical health problems.
I had a client with beryllium disease, and it was industrial, but he also had been exposed to beryllium's like a it's naturally occurring in certain aluminums. Yeah. But you know, at Fort Polk, so there's presumptions if you're at certain stations, then you've been exposed to beryllium, and so there's a presumption under the VA. So you get your VA benefits for that. You get the treatment. You get any increased VA award. But this is new with the ear, with the hearing protection. That was the first time where they actually went after the private contractor to provide that. I mean, you can't sue the government for that if you were. When you enlist, if you sign on the line, you get your VA benefits and stuff, but you can't sue the United States Marine Corps for having tainted water at Camp Lejeune. But, oh, man, these military, they still haven't developed the Naval Weapons Station in Concord. It's such a dirty site, right? I mean, Mare Island, you know, they built minimal things there, the air base in Alameda. There's limited things they can build there because there's so much toxic stuff that goes into having a functional military.
Well, yeah, and the thing about it, like for the water, they put a fund in there for anybody that had, you know, to pay their, always pay their medical expenses for the families and everything.
Well, and what happened in Honolulu, right? Didn't they just, they had some kind of a big fuel tank recently leaking into the water table there in Hawaii, Honolulu?
Yes, they did.
That just happened recently.
And they had, and they wanted them to do away with those fuel tanks. And the problem with that is, how are you going to refuel all of your ships that are coming through there?
No, there's certain necessities. Oh, no. Look, I mean, there's no way that we're going to go through life without exposure to toxic stuff. Actually, on that topic, they have this new anti-weed tractor implement. It's a huge tractor implement that gets rid of weeds without pesticides. It's like a laser thing.
Oh, okay.
Bobby Kennedy was talking about this thing. I looked it up. It's the coolest thing ever. It's a huge tractor implement, and it can tell the difference between like a crop and a weed. And it zaps the weed roots with like these lasers.
Uh-huh.
You can do like whole fields of it. So it'll eliminate the need for use of pesticides in growing crops. So I mean, hopefully technology brings us away from that. But again, there's a trade-off. Just to have society with the abundance that we have, there's going to be stuff that poisons us. There just is. It's impossible to have one live like nomads, right?
Yeah.
To not live like nomads, but then have no exposure to toxic stuff. Yeah. It's inevitable.
Speaking of that, I want to give a shout out to Patrick Jones for bringing me. He's got orange trees, and he brought me in a huge bag of oranges. Of course, these are just privately grown, so they're not in the big thing, you know. But the oranges that people just have in their trees just taste so much better than the ones you get from the stores. I mean, it just, there's no comparison, hardly.
Yeah.
So, and that's because of, you know, it's, they have to do something to the oranges. They have to keep them preserved and all that kind of stuff. They pick them when they're green, I think.
Yeah, they pick them unripe. They don't ripen on the vine. And the ones they grow, they grow them for size and appearance, not for nutrition.
Yeah. Wow. Another hour. Shot. We got 2 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think it was shot.
14 seconds.
Yeah, it was great. It goes fast every time.
It always is fast. So how do people get a hold of Patrick Gorman?
So you can go to our website, GormanComplaw.com. You can, you know, Google us, you know, Gorman Law. You know, and we're located in Palo Cedro, but, you know, it should come up any local search. You can call us at 530-262-2168. Through our website, you could set up an appointment. And if you have any questions, a lot of times people will just call, and sometimes people don't need an attorney, and I'll just talk to them on the phone for a few minutes and help them, you know, get them going the right way, and you know.
Because part of the thing is to see, you know, you also said in the past that you'll be talked to and you'll say, yes, I know it's taking time, but it's going the way it should be.
Right.
So, and then if it, you know, if this doesn't happen, this doesn't happen, you need to get back to me. But if you don't want to get a lawyer involved unless you have to.
So, yeah, when you hire a lawyer, that means things are off the rails, right? Lawyers don't speed things up most of the time. Unless there's just a brick wall where the other side's not doing what they're supposed to be doing. But if it's moving slow, hiring a lawyer, that just creates another layer between you and getting things done. Now, if the adjuster is not responding to your calls, if the adjuster won't talk to you and you need to get their attention, that's a different thing sometimes. But just in workers' comp, if you get an MRI in 2 months, that's record speed. You know, a lot of people are like, it's taken 2 months to get an MRI. I'm like, that's fast. You probably don't want to hire a lawyer right now. If they authorize it that quickly, then getting a lawyer will take longer.
But that's what happens when you have an honest person you're talking
right.
to.
But if I can't help them, I mean, what am I going to, you know?
Take their case for nothing.
I had good mentorship. In a lawyer's reputation, I know it's like funny because there's so many jokes about lawyers for a reason, but for some reason this was lost over the several decades. But, I mean, my reputation is really my value, right? You want a lawyer that's going to put you first. Yeah.
Patrick, thanks so much for coming in, as usual. Have a great time on your vacation here. It's coming up very soon.
Yep.
Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. Be careful in the weather starting Sunday. And on Monday, we've got Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect joining us. And another surprise or two. Like I said, have a great weekend, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
By Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.